Many are getting rich. Many are failing. And many have fallen in their faith. Learn how to become an overcomer in this end time through the anointed teachings of Pastor Ebenezer Okonifa. Pastor Ebenezer Okonifa is an emerging voice and a leader in this end time movement of faith. His message centers on faith, the Holy Spirit, and the realities of the new creation in Christ. He is the senior pastor of Overcomers Nation Church and president of Ebenezer Okonifa Ministries in Accra, Ghana. Become inspired, empowered, and enlightened as you listen to the life-transforming message of God's Word through His special servant. And now, today's message.
Somebody say supernatural speed.
Supernatural speed.
Say Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost.
Give me speed. Say Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost.
Give me speed.
Speed.
Receive speed now.
Receive it.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take your seats for a few minutes. I want to share something with you briefly, and then we are going to pray. Lift up your right hand. Say, Holy Ghost, speak to me. Hallelujah. Now, for us to fulfill our destiny, we need speed. For us to fulfill what God has called us to, we need speed. We need speed. And the Holy Spirit is a master of speed. Come on, how can somebody construct this entire world in 7 days? That is speed. He said, let there be light, and whatever machinations have to come on for the light to come, all of them were installed. Whether the sun was put in a socket, or the light was connected to a certain electrical system. For instance, we are having lights coming from this LED, and it is connected. The LED is a whole, the device is a whole machine on its own. Various connections have to take place. And after that, it needed to be carried from wherever it was constructed or manufactured and brought to this place, and needed to be connected to a socket. Now, before the socket can also provide power, it also needed to be connected to an electrical system, which is connected to a meter. The meter is also connected to a pole. The pole is also connected to a transformer. The transformer is also connected to a substation, and the substation is connected to a superstation. The superstation is connected to ECG, and ECG is connected to Gridco, and Gridco is connected to, at the end of the day, it's all connected to the water. Amen and amen. But you understand that for us to see this light, it is not as simple as that. But if God, and this thing does not take one day, in fact, it took several hundreds of years before they could even come out with this machine. And so we want this kind of quality of light, but look at the process it took place over hundreds and hundreds of years for us to get this machine that can give us this light. But God said that let there be light, and up to today His light is brighter than this one. So what was happening? Everything was happening very fast. He said that let there be a separation of the waters from the land. And he did not need to go and get constructed to come and create a dam to separate water from water. Somewhere, somehow, whatever he said, the manifestations were very fast. Things were operating very quickly. Why? Because God is a God of speed. The Holy Spirit is the force and the power behind speed. And so if we are going to achieve or fulfill anything, we need speed to operate in our lives. Amen and amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Maybe you are trusting God that you are going to become a billionaire this year. Who are the billionaires over here? You need speed, because where you are, a billionaire, the distance is too far. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Because if you keep doing susu, you keep doing susu, by the time you get to the even 1,000 years, now you are an old lady. And then you are saying, susu collector, come for my 100 Ghana. By that time, no. So if you are going to become a billionaire, things, processes must happen that will speed up the progression of your manifestation. And that is what we are desiring for. There are some of us that think that we have written concerning our lives this year that God help us to see manifested. Even when you take out this first 2 months, it's beginning to look like it cannot be. So what do you need? You need what? Speed. You need speed. Oh, you thought, oh, by this time, looking at a few things, you should have been, you are looking for accommodation, you should have gotten that accommodation by now. And when you look at the way the things are, the delays that are going on, you say, hey, if these delays are to continue, by the time I'll even move to my first rented apartment, to move to something that is bigger, to move to my own house, then I don't think I would have been able to achieve that. Naturally speaking, that is how it is. Naturally speaking, it is impossible. But you see, there is a power that comes from above, the Holy Ghost, that can cause something to happen. And that thing that he causes to happen operates on the principle of speed. And so in 1 Kings chapter number 18, the verse number 46, the Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. The hand of the Lord over there is talking about the Spirit of God. In the book of Luke chapter number 1, you read the verse number 28 thereabouts. He said that verse 35, he said, the hand of the Lord shall come upon you, and the power of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. He said, the Spirit of God shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. He said, what was he talking about? It was still the same power of the Holy Spirit. He was able to bring things into being that naturally were not possible. Why? Because he's the God of speed. He's the God of speed. And that which shall be born of you shall be called a holy thing. So if we are going to get to certain dimensions of manifestation, we need speed. Someone say, I need speed. Oh, yes, say, I need speed. Oh, how old are you now, and when do you want to get married? When are you going to meet a guy? When, how long are you going to date? How many fights are you going to fight? And how many dinners are you going to go? You know, there are some of us, we have a program in our mind that, when I enter into my first relationship, we'll date for 3 years, and then we'll fight this number of times, and then we'll make up, and then we have to go for a date here, and then we have to go for a date there, and then, you know, and I'll say, if you don't, I'll leave you, and then you say, oh, don't leave, and then, you have romanticized the whole picture in your mind. So, you look at your age. If you are supposed to go through that thing, by the time you finish, even normal process, you'll be married by 6 years. Glory to Jesus Christ. So, you must meet somebody, and 3 months, everything must happen. 6 months, everything that you are looking for must happen. Are you understanding me? Yes. So, you must believe God for speed. Someone say speed. Someone say speed. Yes, you must believe God for speed. I met a certain lady, she wanted to do her engagement, and then they wait for 6 months before they do the wedding. And within that 6 months, they are staying apart. The guy said, okay, I'll see you in the next life. I'm going to look for another fish. He said, oh, nobody told her to change her mind. Because she has a picture in her mind. I'm just trying to look at the natural processes. When you look at the way life is going, things, if we are going to achieve our dreams, we need speed. We need supernatural speed. We need supernatural speed. And that is what we are praying God this week. As we are fasting and we are praying, the Bible says that when we wait upon the Lord, he will renew our strength. That strength over there also means speed. He will renew our speed. He will give us new speed for us to be able to achieve the unachievable. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, the verse number 20, the Bible says, for he is able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even imagine. What is your aspiration? What is your vision? It is part of your imagination. He said, now to him who is able to do what? Exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. I think NIV says, or even imagine, or we can ask or think. If, when he talks about thinking, he's talking about the desires of your hearts. He's talking about what the things that you are looking to see, the things that you are hoping to manifest. Maybe you are here, you are trusting God that, oh, one of these days you are going to become a PhD holder and you'll be called Dr. Laurentia or something of that sort. Are you listening to me? Yeah? What's happening? Are you listening to me? Or is it, speed is on the phone? Glory to Jesus. She has done her mind, crying has come. Hallelujah. So, you are looking at your imaginations. the aspirations, the desires of your heart. Some of us, when we were younger, we're looking at, by the time we are 30 years old, we should have gotten into a certain house or certain things have happened in our lives. Now we have gotten to 30 years old and we have... Are you understanding me? It's funny, but it's not that funny. Are you getting me? It's funny, but it's not that funny. So, if we want to get to the place where we achieve and even overtake, we need speed. Tell somebody I need speed. No, I hope you are getting it. Listen, somebody that asked me, I'm not yet 30 years old. Hey, just like that sister and that brother got to 30 years and the dreams were not achieved. Don't think that you to your own you will escape if you don't work on it. Are you getting me? Because we got to the 30 years old because probably we didn't even imagine that we'll get there. We thought the things will happen as we had planned. So we need something supernatural. Are you getting me? Today I've moved from my notes because what I'm talking about is not what I have in my notes. As we start praying, the Lord just put on my heart, just have a realistic talk, so that somebody can be provoked to pray and to trust God and to look for the necessary keys by which the doors of supernatural speed can be opened, that the grace that will push you speedily into the realms of manifestation, that grace will come upon your life. Come upon your life. Look, even when it comes to building, getting the land, how to even gather the money to get the land, is sometimes it takes years. Grazing your foundation can also sometimes take years, depending on the kind of house that you want to build. If you want a story building, 3 stories high, you must go about 3 stories low. And the amount of money that will go into the ground itself can build a whole house. So gathering that amount of money and to put it in the ground before you even come and cast the concrete, and then now you start building the walls. Hey. And when you look at the 3,000 every month that you are getting, how many bags of cement can 3,000 Ghana cedis buy? Now, it's just about 30 bags. Just about 30 bags. When we're casting the, how many bags did we need? And that's even a house for one plot. At a chair. That was the challenge between Elijah and the king. Elijah had a prophetic word and he said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. So he tells Ahab that get you, yourself and your men and sit upon the horses and ride. So even this is, listen, notice this. From where they met Elijah and where Jezreel, the city was, you can access there by foot. But it will take a longer time. So for you to get there, you need a horse or something you ride upon, a chariot or something. And so they were going to ride. So it means that naturally they even had an advantage. And so they could have gotten there faster than somebody was naturally was walking. But there was another means of accessing there. And that was what came upon Elijah. So that he was able to develop, he ran ahead of Ahab's chariots unto Jezreel, the city where they were all going. They were all going in the same direction, but you see, one got there faster. Naturally, they were not even, naturally speaking, normal standard level. You walk there. But if you have a little money, or you have some advantage, maybe if we talk in terms of our day to day, maybe you are born from a very rich family, you know a certain politician, you came upon some luck somewhere, and you had some advantage, or you had a degree, or naturally you have some advantage. Even that is what we can quantify as riding upon a horse. But Elijah contacted something. He contacted something, and that was the power of the Holy Spirit. And he gave him an unusual speed. And the Bible said that he ran ahead. Tomorrow I'll be talking about that ahead over there. What does it actually mean? He ran ahead. What does it actually mean? Ahead of Ahab's horses. And he got there. It looked as though it was on foot. But he still got there ahead. Natural advantage was not able to overcome supernatural advantage.
The natural advantage he had was that they were on horses. And they were the most powerful horses in the kingdom. Because a king will have the best of horses. The strongest, the fastest. Because in case of there's any problem, he must be able to escape ahead of even his men. So, Ahab must have been having a very fast horse. A fast chariot. The best among the lot. Natural advantage. He wasn't going on foot. But when supernatural advantage came upon the legs, remember the ordinary level is when you go by force. You get there. But when natural advantage comes, you get there faster. But then there's something that is above the natural advantage. That is supernatural advantage. And that's what the Holy Ghost brings. And what we are looking for this week is that supernatural. All you are. There's no matter how sunken you are. There was a certain woman, I read a story just over the weekend, and she had been believing God for the fruit of the womb for 24 years with her husband. When God came through for her, she gave birth to 4 children at once. Look at that. What's that? Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. I'm just trying to let you understand something over here. When the supernatural comes even upon the most useless, you will still go ahead of natural advantage. By the time Ahab with all his horses got there, Elijah was there taking water. He said, hey, okay, what took you so long? I hope the rain didn't beat you. Are you understanding me? That is the supernatural speed that we are talking about. It means that it does not follow calculation. It does not follow politics. It has not followed those who have gone ahead of you. If you can believe God and you can pray like Elijah prayed. And listen, Elijah prayed an unusual dimension of prayer. The Bible said that first time he sent his servant. The servant said, oh, well, King, I don't see anything. Maybe you have prayed before and you didn't see any change. Or maybe you have tried certain efforts before and look as though nothing is changing. Pray again. Believe again. Elijah prayed a second time, a third time, a fourth time. Some of us by second, third, fourth, we begin to give up. We begin to give up. We begin to look for other means. Hey, my family wanting. Somebody once told me that me have what I have my oh yes, I'm telling you, it was right there in overcoming station. Ask the one beside you that were you the one. Oh, ask somebody beside you that were you the one. Oh yes. Oh, I can tell you the personal. You know me, I'm not afraid of anybody. I can tell, should I tell them? Or should praise the Lord. Hey, agree. One day I'll tell you a story about a gentleman called Samuel Boaz. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Wonderful. They have to give you fans because. Advantage is coming to you and your household. Amen. Advantage is coming to you and your household. Look, as the fans were ongoing, I'm telling you, advantage is coming to you and your household. Amen. And it is going to happen with speed. It's going to happen with speed. It's going to happen with speed. I don't know, but it looks as though certain things that have been delaying and delaying and delaying all of a sudden, the Lord just started bringing them together. Pop, 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 with speed. With speed. With speed. With speed. When we begin to pray tonight, pray for speed. Not just for yourself, but for the entire household. Because I saw that speed enter into your household. Enter into your family. Koraba shantele vriandaya. Oh, all men who see it and don't know that it is not by might. that it is not by power. Because I saw people asking that, how did it happen so quickly? How did all this happen to this house, this family so quickly? How did all these things come to be? Because it was a surprise. Everybody had a question, but nobody had an answer. But we know the answer. I've given you the answer today. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Listen, I don't know, as I'm speaking, I sense the glory of God is in this auditorium right now. The glory. Anybody who's trusting God for speed in any area of life, it is time. Tap into the speed now. 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 Lagado Shabran Talabaya. And it is going to be in the double order. It's going to be in the double order. Bashente lebreke soto lubrande gazaya. Mendelebe koso pradiga daba shantaya. Look, I'll not be surprised if God brings the order of twin births even into this family. Oh yes, because I am sensing a glory, a glory, a glory. Oh, by the Spirit of the Living God. Now, who can feel something in the atmosphere? Oh yes. Oh yes. Santika porozia talabadabaya. Listen, it is going to be glorious. I don't know, but I am seeing God bringing a generation of twin births even into this house, into this church. People are going to start giving birth to twins, twins, twins. Receive it now. I said, receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Whether you like it or not, receive it now. Every spirit of rejection, we break you now. My God, we absorb it, we inject it, we infuse it. What are you talking about? You've seen it there. Yeah. Oh yes. Hey, Razi Wumuna. Oh. Wave your hand before the Lord. Grace for double speed. Double speed is in this house. Hey. Come on, catch the spirit of the song. Wherever you are right now, Jesus, wave your hand before the Lord.
Hallelujah. Da 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 da. Hallelujah. Da da da.
Shabalabalabala. Oh, hallelujah.
Da, da, da.
Oh,
da, da, da.
Hallelujah.
Da, da, da.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Da, da, da.
Oh,
da, da, da.
Hallelujah.
Da, da, da.
Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. And we are going to pray. The power of God is here. Listen, the grace of the doubles is being released right now. What you used to take one step for, before you realize you are taking two steps, four steps. I hear the Lord saying that single progress is cancelled.
It is ended. It's either you are doing double or you are doing triple. As I said, that you are doing double or you are doing triple. Some of you, all of a sudden, before you realize, God is going to give you double, triple sources of income. You are supposed to be promoted single. You realize that you are promoted double. You are promoted three times. How will it happen? Supernatural, supernatural, supernatural. It is not your due time, but it will be given to you. It is not your set time, but it will be given to you. You are not qualified, but it will be given to you. It will come upon your natural. Something supernatural will come upon your natural. And it will bring speedy progress, speedy advancement. You said you were building one. Before you realize, God has given you two. You say, at least, let me secure one car. Before you realize, God has given you another one for Uber, another one for business. I see the grace of that double, double increase, multiplied progress, multiplied increase. Rapatatata. He said, let me get one certificate. By the time you are finishing that certificate, God is giving you something extra, something extra. Something extra. Rapatele vekita. Rebashata. Rabashati. Rakapata. Rabashati. Lepenekata. Rabashata. Rabashende. Lepeleha. Rabashandakata. Rendabasati. Lepegedabasati. Rabasabrada. Lepelebelebelebe. Repelebelebe. Ratapasha. Ragadabaha. The Lord said, singles are ending, singles are ending. Double progress, triple progress in just a year, in just a year. Ayapala Baba, in the same year, Isaac Rita, a hundredfold, a multiplied fold, a hundredfold. Rada Basata, Rakapala, Rebede Katara. Yes, we prophesied. We prophesied. We prophesied. Sabalaha. Randa Bakata. Rebelebe Koshata. Mandalabaya. The realm of normalcy is ending. Abnormal. Increase. Supernatural. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we are tapping into supernatural advantage. Into supernatural advantage. Into supernatural advantage. Into supernatural advantage. Right now, by the Spirit of the Living God, the Holy Ghost is disrupting this meeting now. It is disrupting this preaching now. And everybody that is ready, get ready. I see people shooting up from their seats and they were giving wings to fly. I see people mounting up on wings. I see God lifting you up, raising you up, lifting you up, raising you up. Shapalababa, lepelebebe, randabashonalabaya, lepelebe kotoya, randabashata, rekapata, rakapata, rakapata, shabelebelebe, mandelebelebe, rapatosoya, redekata, rabashata, mandelebe, lepelebelebe, rebelebelebe, rabadabelebe, mandelebelebe, rebelebelebe, rapatosabranika, rebelebelebe, rapatata. Come on, pray. Tap into the trouble. Tap into supernatural speed. I don't know if concerning your business, concerning your marital destiny, concerning your finances. Some of you have said that before the end of this year, God will help you to attain certain levels of financial balances. It takes the supernatural. It takes the supernatural. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. My God, my God, my God. There are some four people at the back. You have said various figures. The Lord, by the end of this year, my bank balance, my financial worth, Father, should be at this dimension. Yes, I saw the figures. I saw the numbers. Revelation 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of you at the back. There are some numbers you have written. And you are saying, the Lord, somewhere, even one of you, when you were writing, you were laughing. The supernatural advantage, supernatural advantage. prophecy. This is prophecy. There's advantage here. There's advantage here by the Spirit of the Living God. Rabalaba. Repetete. Rapalabata. Mandalabalab. Repelabalab. 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 Shabalabalab. 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 Pandalabalab. Mandalabalab. Repelabalab. Repelabalab. Rapalabalab. Lord, as a church, speed. As a ministry, speed. Repelabalab. 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 Speedy growth. Rapalabalab. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. Every microchurch, speed. Every department, speed. Rapalabalab. Rapatalabaya. Repelabalab. Repelabalab. Rapalabalab. Rapalabalab. Mandalabalabalab. Repelabalab.
Take the vision, take the counsel from the Spirit. Hey, rapatai, rapatai. Yes, your life can change. Yes, you can change.
God bless you.